This program was recorded at InterVarsity's Following Christ Conference, held in Chicago, December 27th through 31st, 2008.
This is God's Green Kingdom, the first session, December 28th.
Good evening. You're in the track that's entitled God's Green Kingdom, and I hope that you're excited to be part of God's Green Kingdom, and if you're not that excited, now to kind of find the track that you really meant to come to. You're very, very smart professionals and academics, so there's no problems with people being in the wrong place. My name is Rusty Pritchard, and I want to start us off. We're going to close the doors and let some folks be in the outer darkness where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth, and invite them to come in. If more folks can fill these seats, we'll go out into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. But we'll start, let's start by asking God to bless our time together. You bow with me in prayer. Gracious Father, you are good to us, far beyond anything that we deserve. We thank you for your grace that you've bestowed upon us in the knowledge of you, the love that your Son showed us, and the filling of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that we have a relationship with your creation that that gives us a mission to love you and to love our neighbors and to care for the things that you say are good. We pray that you teach us that you teach us through each other and you teach us through your Holy Spirit as we talk together about what it means to be involved in caring for your creation. We talked about what it means to be salt and light in the world around us, to folks who care about the environment and maybe don't understand that you are the author of that world that they love and respect and cherish. We pray, Father, that you would reveal to us things that we don't already know. Help us to learn from each other and help us to learn from your word. We pray these things in the strong name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. We're excited about the track that we've got organized to work on together. We're going to be meeting three times. If you haven't seen the schedule for track-oriented content, we'll also be meeting two times for a manuscript study together. And we'll see how God weaves those themes together to teach us about what he wants us to have from the conference here. This is my first InterVarsity conference of this type. I was involved in graduate and faculty ministries at University of Florida years and years ago now. But there's been a hiatus in my involvement with InterVarsity, but many of my friends have continued to be involved with the ministry. Really glad to be here. I'll tell you just a quick overview of what we're going to do. Tonight, we're going to immediately break into some small groups, and we're going to have some discussion in small groups and then come back together in large group and talk about some of the big themes that we'd like to raise over the coming days together. Then tomorrow, you're going to have a series of a sort of rhythmic large group, small group, alternative media time together where we see some film, we hear some talks, and we have some discussion together around three themes, three verbs. I would say radical living, how God wants us to be a shalom people that exhibits a sense of community and a sense of kinship with each other and with the world that he's created. We're going to have a session that's about radical reading, that is considering nature to be one of the great books of revelation of God along with Scripture, and how we ought to read that as citizens of God's green kingdom. And finally, about radical neighboring, which is to say that caring for creation isn't just about loving the plants and the animals. It's about caring for the people that depend on it. And to walk us through some of these thoughts and to lead us, I've invited two of my colleagues. And I'll ask them to introduce themselves, and then I'll say a quick word about my background and where I come from. But let's start with Stephen Baumann-Prediger.
Steve Baumann-Prediger, it's a hyphenated name, BP for short, if you wish, to simplify the Dutch and the Deutsch. I'm professor of religion and chairperson of the religion department at Hope College, a small liberal arts college about 150 miles from here in southwestern Michigan. And for about 25 years, I've been leading backpacking, canoeing, kayaking, rock climbing trips with students, and also doing research and writing books on Christian earthkeeping. And I've had a connection to InterVarsity going back to my graduate school days at the University of Toronto and also at the University of Chicago here in Chicago. So it's great to be at this conference and to be with you.
Thanks, Steve. Scott Sabin.
Hi, I'm Scott Sabin. I'm the executive director of a ministry called Floresta. We work where deforestation and poverty intersect around the world. We started about 25 years ago in the Dominican Republic. And I started out, well, I first of all, grew up in San Diego, which happens to be where the ministry is located. The last thing that I ever thought I'd be doing, I spent 7 years as a lieutenant in the Navy before God caused some radical changes in my outlook, and I started volunteering at this ministry Floresta. My first job actually was putting response cards in envelopes for a fundraiser, but it just goes to show if you stick around someplace long enough, you know, maybe you'll get somewhere. 16 years later, I've become sort of the reluctant environmentalist, and I'm really excited to be here and to have the opportunity to share and to learn from you all. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. And I'm, as I said, Rusty Pritchard. I don't have my name tag yet, and as an untagged individual, I feel at some risk in addressing you. I grew up in North Florida, loved being outside, never thought about the connection between faith and the outdoors and my experience of God's creation. I was very much a true red-blooded Southerner in my politics and my outlook on life and my religion. Until God took me to Scotland for a year. I was part of an intervarsity group there at the University of Glasgow, the Christian Union, part of IFES. And I met Christians who thought very deeply in integrating their worldview and their politics and their sense of mission. And my life is still changing from that experience in InterVarsity there. I had been part of InterVarsity in my days at Duke before that. Came back and worked for a while in the environmental field before going to grad school in systems ecology, which is almost a branch of engineering, and then did natural resource economics for a PhD. And I started the environmental studies program at Emory University in 1999, where I taught for 8 years. And since then, I've moved on to the nonprofit sector, worked for a little while with the National Wildlife Federation, and then work now for the Evangelical Environmental Network, which is based in Washington, has an office in Georgia, where I live, in Atlanta. And I'm the National Outreach Director and editor of Creation Care magazine. And my real job is, though, that I live as a trying to be a good neighbor in an inner-city neighborhood in Atlanta, as part of a small church where we're neighborhood missionaries. And we do church planting work and neighborhood evangelism, kids' activities, and do what we can to protect and enhance the environment for the folks that live in that inner city neighborhood. All right, we're going to plunge right in to small group discussions because we want this to be really around meeting each other and not necessarily, firstly, meeting each other in a large group context. So I'm going to get Scott to introduce some themes that we want to talk about in groups of about four. So if you could divide yourselves up, you don't need to move today, but if you find yourself sitting in the same place tomorrow when we do this, you'll need to move because we want you to encounter a wide range of folks. One of the reasons we're here is to enjoy the diversity of folks that God has put in this room. Some of you are scholars, some of you are professional folks, some of you are faculty members, some are undergrads. And we want God to really use the diversity of our experiences and backgrounds and professions to speak to us. So, Scott, give us some themes to talk about.
Well, why don't you go ahead and find your groups, and then I'll give you basically three questions that we're going to be considering.
It's okay to pick up the chairs.
Feel free to move the chairs.
They're not welcome to the floor.
Yep. If someone looks lonely, invite them into your group.
Let's roll three now. And
awesome out. Can you talk about all of them or none of them? Or something completely different.
They all embrace themselves.
What's that?
They all.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Okay, and are you going to join a group?
Okay. All
right, I think
If I could have your attention for just 1 minute. You probably anticipated the first question, which is, who are you? So go around and introduce yourselves. And why don't you share why you chose this track with all of the options that we have here? Why did you end up here, and what are you hoping to get out of it? That'll be the first question. The second one, and I'll come back and reiterate these, but the second one you may need a pen to write down because it's got several parts. And that is, what does your discipline, profession, or experience tell you about what human flourishing looks like? How the natural world contributes to human flourishing? How human flourishing contributes to the flourishing of the natural world? So it's those three parts.
The relationship between the natural world and human flourishing. What does your discipline tell you about that?
Yeah. And what special expertise or experience you bring to that with where you're coming from? And then the third question is, what comes to mind when you hear the words environmentalism and or creation care? So those are the three things we'd like you to just take about 7 or 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and consider.